You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 24th, 2021. She's going to the border. VP Harris says, I'm going to go to the border. I'm going to go. She'll be going to the border tomorrow to El Paso. Senator Marco Rubio, among those asking, why El Paso? You're not really going to see the real crisis if you go to El Paso. But she's going to go to the border. Just short of 100 days since she was assigned by the president to take over the border issue, because he didn't want it on his hands. And believe me, she didn't want it on her hands either. And in the meantime, after she's announced she's going to make this inspection of the southern border from El Paso tomorrow, the backlash is starting, and predictably. And I'll remind you again, there is nothing she's going to do while at the border that would change a single thing. She is going to, of course, have to spin this photo op as making her look good and in charge. That's why she's not going to go to the border areas where you really have some crises with these kids. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting out, well, Harris will now have a chance to see what Republicans have witnessed firsthand, the Biden administration's open border policies creating a crisis where children are endangered, families exploited, drug cartels emboldened. Well, with all due respect to the House Speaker McCarthy, no, she's not going to see any of that. Congressman Biggs, Republican, Arizona, said, well, our border czar, cackling Kamala Harris, is finally going to the border. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, said Harris is, quote, emulating the president in hiding from this crisis. And so suddenly President Trump is going to the border. And they realize, oh, crap, we got to do something. Oh, that's right. Trump had said the other day that he was going to go to the border next week. She's going tomorrow. She's going to rush ahead of him. Yeah, they played nothing but games with the American public, and that's what is depressing. President Biden's nominee to run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF, did get out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Party line vote, 10-10. 10 Republicans against, 10 Democrats say, okay, we want him. Last report, all 50 Republicans will vote against him on the Senate floor. So there we are, folks. There we are. There's an example where if we had won the Georgia seats, at least one of them, we wouldn't face 50 Republicans saying, no, David Chipman is not qualified to be ATF director. 50 Democrats say, oh, yes, he is. We have a tie vote. What do? Well, we turn to the vice president who is in charge of tie breaking if needed. And she will. So you decide to defend someone or something in particular. If you have a law license, do you know you might end up losing your law license if someone doesn't like who you're defending? The appellate division of the Supreme Court of New York. The appellate division of the Supreme Court of New York ruling. Temporarily suspending former New York City Mayor Giuliani's from the practice of law. They're claiming that he gave false statements to courts and others while representing former President Donald Trump. They say these statements were made to improperly bolster the respondent's narrative due to widespread voter fraud. That's their claim. You know where most of us stand. And they're just simply attacking Giuliani and trying to penalize him because he defended Trump. Russia says it will defend its area. It's prepared to target any intruding ships if they fail to heed warnings. They had an incident in the Black Sea, a British destroyer apparently getting too close to Crimea. In an area that Russia says, that's our waters. Russia had one of its warships fire warning shots and a warplane drop bombs in the path of that British destroyer, getting it to move away. The Brits say, we didn't violate anything. We were in open territorial waters. You'll know about the push for CRT at schools. Online retailer Amazon paying for copies of the Imbram Kendi book described as, quote, a captivating introductory text into the larger genre of critical race theory. Arlington Public Schools say they are going to teach CRT. Amazon says, here's a book, free, no part, no charge. We're going to get into that in more detail coming up in the next segment. And it's official. Curtis Sliwa wins the Republican nod to run for the Republicans as mayor of New York City. He won handily the Republican primary. The founder of the Guardian Angels, he's not going to put up with any nonsense in those streets. I hope New Yorkers, even Democrats, say, yeah, this is the guy that should run our city. Great news.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We've seen a growing movement to reframe how American history is taught in public schools. Well, some parents who are opposed to critical race theory as new curriculum aren't too pleased.
Just because I do not want critical race theory taught to my children in school does not mean that I'm a racist, damn it.
Actually, it does. It's just another example of Republicans turning kids into a wedge issue, just like their politically motivated attacks on transgender youth who just want to play sports.
Yeah, that's Joy Reid. I'm in MSNBC mocking a parent who said, just because I'm against critical race theory teaching my kids does not mean I'm a racist, damn it. And she's, oh, yes, it does. It does mean you're one. Just like you don't want to let transgender kids participate in sports. And she's accusing that mother and other parents across the nation, be they white, black, yellow, or red, who are opposed to critical race theory. She's accusing them of using children as divisive objects. That's the whole plot. That is the whole plot behind this leftist, progressive, wacko approach on things right now. If we can get to the kids, if we can indoctrinate the kids, we will fully transform this nation. They're taking it right out of Marx. They're following exactly the indoctrination Mao put in. You recall last week I ran a clip of a woman who'd been born in China, and her family got out of there when she was 13, and at that point Mao had started taking over and rounding citizens up and putting them in special ed, concentration camps, indoctrinating them. If you didn't do it the way they said, well, then you just disappeared. So we now have these leftist progressive, and ironically, they're the ones who want to call those defending America fascist. Fascism shuts down all opposition, and that's what they're trying to do. You got a Loudoun County School Board. We had cuts from it the other day and talking about how they just flat cut off public comments. It wouldn't allow anyone to continue talking because everyone lined up and signed up wanted to go against teaching critical race theory in that school district. And in fact, the school board ended up, or the school superintendent called in police to arrest some of them. If they won't leave, arrest them. And anybody that was, pardon me, going to be critical and complain about critical race theory, where is your First Amendment right? You. I can go out and burn and torch and assault police. And if you're picked up in a blue city, blue state, and if you attack the police for a good reason, like because they were there, they might not even file charges on you. They'll let you go. So there was MSNBC Joy Reid mocking parents who are trying to stand up for their children. I told you in news and commentary a moment ago how big tech is helping this move forward. Amazon. Yeah, I have an Amazon account, and I do buy stuff. And it's very hard to say you're going to boycott anyone, anything now because so many things are interlinked. Because I know there are a lot of good Americans working at Amazon. They do not subject themselves, and they do not follow the leadership hierarchy in their thought process. They're just earning a job, doing a job for their family as they need to. Because sometimes you turn around, you're trying to cause a boycott. It's to use the old saying, you cut your nose off, spite your face. Kind of like what they did in Georgia when Stacey Abrams and Senator Warnock all spoke out against the MLB coming in and holding the All-Star game while Georgia was having Republicans rewrite the election law and create a Jim Crow type law, which they were not doing. But they sold that argument so loudly and enough that the MLB never even bothered looking at the law. They just said, okay, we'll pull the game. And then suddenly Stacey Abrams said, you don't have to leave. We just want you to be aware of it. So, yeah, you can cut your nose off, spite your face, if you try to shut down someone you disagree with. So online Amazon, if you continue to use them or Netflix or some of these others that obviously have at the hierarchy some idiots, yes, you're making them richer, but you're also, there are thousands upon thousands of Americans who probably have the same view as you. But anyway, here's what Amazon has done. They are paying for books to be spread to the Virginia High School, Arlington Public School System at Wakefield High School. They are sending these books because it's written by Ibram Kendi. It's described as a, quote, captivating introductory text into the understanding of critical race theory. And they're also contributing money for speaking fees related to anti-racism, cultural awareness, and proficiency. So Joy Reid decided she was going to let a speaker get on and voice an opinion that would be contrary to hers, but she wasn't really going to. She had on Christopher Rufo. Now, let me set up who Christopher Rufo was in case you don't know. American conservative activist, director of several documentary films. He's with the right-wing, and it is clearly right-wing, Discovery Institute. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Now, the Manhattan Institute, again, I always want you to know who's on what side and what's behind it. I don't ever try to hide that. I think you're entitled to know. Manhattan Institute, considered a think tank, a policy research group, conservative viewing. So obviously, he comes with that baggage and agenda, and not just, I say baggage as if it's something he doesn't want, but yeah, he's proud of it, obviously, and he should be. So he goes on to discuss critical race theory and the problems with it. Joy Reid just continued to interrupt him so much that even journalist Glenn Greenwald called the interview pathetic, saying that she constantly was interrupting. He said, "Few things are more pathetic than inviting someone onto your show under the guise of debate, then using the power you have as host to refuse to let the person speak. Then have your network congratulate you for your stunning victory. It is just cowardice." In fact, at one point, Rufo was trying to say something, and Reid just cut him off, saying, "It's my show. It's how I do it." Well, again, that same approach, you don't get any light on any subject. And, of course, she doesn't want anyone to hear the other part of it. But Rufo, Christopher Rufo, also appearing on Tucker Carlson program, got a chance to say what they've been trying to do and what they have been accomplishing.
"We've woken up millions of parents to the dangers of critical race theory. They're now starting to take action in school boards across the country. And these neo-racist bigots are starting to get worried. I think it's really important for viewers to understand the difference between equality and equity, which is really what we're talking about here. Equality is the idea that everyone is created equal, that everyone should have equal protection under the law. But equity, this idea that sounds good, it sounds soft and fuzzy, actually means something totally different. It means that they're trying to divide the country into competing racial groups. They're using active racial discrimination, which they call anti-racist discrimination, to try to achieve equality of outcomes."
He made an excellent point there, but you couldn't see it in the Joy Reid interview because she continually interrupted him. And one thing he was able to get in, he said that Joy Reid refused the information we had presented that more than a dozen school districts already teach the principles of critical race theory from intersectionality to spirit murder. Reid claimed intersectionality is not related to critical race theory. Well, Rufo said that would be a surprise to Kimberly Crenshaw, who coined the term critical race theory and invented the concept of intersectionality. Reid even claiming that critical whiteness studies isn't related to critical race theory. When Rufo says, "Oh, yes, it is. It's an important subfield of critical race theory." Do you hear anything inside critical race theory that does not seek to divide? Again, Joy Reid of NSMEC claims that CRT doesn't teach all white people are racist. Rufo said critical race theorist Barbara Applebaum and critical whiteness studies professor Robin DiAngelo say it out loud, quote, "All white people are racist. White identity is inherently racist." The bottom line is, while you heard Joy Reid mock the parents, say, there they go, they're trying to use children as a dividing wedge, that's exactly what the left is doing. We have talked about this before. If you take a bunch of toddlers, black, yellow, red, white, brown, they're all in a playroom, and they're all maybe kind of getting along, and, you know, until one takes a toy that the other one wanted, or one wants a toy that someone else has, they're fine. And I would guarantee you, even if they are of age 4 and 5 where they can speak, unless they've been taught, unless they've been taught at home, if a child takes something from them, they don't use a racial slur against a child. Adults are the ones who are teaching kids to have this use of racial slurs and using it as a dropping pennies on a street corner. The adults are failing, and the adults on the left right now want to have more of this kind of attitude. Christopher Rufo again pointing out CRT is clearly divisive.
"It means that they're trying to divide the country into competing racial groups. They're using active racial discrimination, which they call anti-racist discrimination, to try to achieve equality of outcomes. And listen, regimes in the 20th century tried this approach of equity. It left body counts in the tens of millions. And we shouldn't try it here. There's no chance that this will succeed. And we have to know exactly where it's starting, which is in our schools."
Yes, that's exactly where they're starting and pushing it. There was an essay published in Newsweek, Newsweek of all places, written by a former Democrat congressional candidate, Barrington D. Martin II, a special educator, former congressional candidate for the 5th District of Georgia, a black man. And he wrote a piece calling on readers to listen to black parents, to listen to black parents who oppose critical race theory indoctrination. He said, black Americans and black parents are also trying to reject this Democrat Party race narrative because they realize, quote, that their skin color is not a barrier to their progress. He writes, we've done an excellent job as a country in substantially minimizing these attitudes socially and even ensuring racial prejudices are eliminated at an institutional level within government. But he said, Our nation, he said, is not recognizable as a place where segregation ruled throughout the South as recently as the 60s. I should know as a black man who's lived his entire life in the South. He also calls out Republicans because they're not making a clear enough case against CRT. He said, even if you don't support CRT, if you're not complaining about it, you're complicit. Instead of just making a clear case for why they're not racist, explaining how the smears are false, they just seem to ignore them because they're afraid to speak out. That's what he's saying. And, yeah, you get laughed at and you're still called racist. Coming up, Joe Biden says, I have a way to stop all the mayhem and the violence, gun violence in the cities. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Today, the department is announcing, as I just did, a major crackdown on stem the flow of guns used to commit violent crimes. It's zero tolerance for gun dealers who willfully violate key existing laws and regulations. Let me repeat, zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. President Joe Biden announcing his plan yesterday to how we're going to get guns, dangerous guns off the streets and stop all the violence in our cities. He's not going after the criminals. This is targeting gun dealers. And he's saying if these gun dealers willfully sell a gun to someone they did not run a background check on, or know that they flunked the background check, and they go and give it to them anyway, we will track them down. We will punish them. Well, you should. You should. Because they're not following the laws that are in place. In the last hour, our opening hour, I had John Henderson, who's the owner of the range, St. Louis West, getting some of his views on this proposal that the problem with our violence in the streets has to be the gun dealers. And he said it pretty succinctly in the sense that we're following the law. He said it's the criminals that are not. And he's absolutely right. Anybody that's a criminal and cannot pass a background check, they don't go to a gun dealer for a gun. Now, what does happen? Someone's qualified. They apply. They get a gun properly. They're properly vetted, going through all the background checks, and they get it. And then sometime down the road, they either have a domestic issue or they have an employment issue or just get PO'd at somebody and they use the gun. They got the gun legally. They went through everything. But again, Biden says, let's go after the gun dealers. Senator Rubio has his response.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them. The ideas these people have are nuts, And when you try to even, when you elect people that have these ideas, it almost encourages and incentivizes these terrible outcomes.
Oh, and it does. And it does. And there's another part of that. There's another part of that concern. Again, Senator Rubio.
One of the most important things we should have done and continued to do is support local law enforcement. We have a major brewing crisis in American law enforcement, okay? You see the numbers in many cities of people that are taking retirement. I personally know a number of law enforcement officers who are seeking now to get on the retirement pathway. They have the opportunity to retire in the state of Florida through a program called DROP. Many of them are just foregoing that and just retiring at a certain age and getting out. And I think the other place we have to keep an eye on now is on the academies. I mean, for the life of me, I don't know how anybody could be encouraged to go in law enforcement, given the rhetoric that surrounded that profession for the better part of a couple of years.
I fully agree with that, and we have discussed that. Who out there wants to pin a badge to their chest and become an automatic target? Not just for gun violence themselves, but slurs and slanders, and not only you, but your family. And black police officers, yellow, red, brown police officers, they're all subject to the same too. Who out there wants that job now? Some of them who've been in long enough say, I'm ready to get out. And they leave. And then what do we end up with? Coming up, you're not going to want to miss John Kennedy of Louisiana questioning how you're going to pay for all this.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
How much is it going to lower the world temperature, and how much is of it? How much are we going to reduce carbon emissions?
I want to say that the administration has a really firm commitment to communities to be able to take advantage of the economic opportunity.
I know, Madam Secretary, forgive me for interrupting, but we both know now, I really want to try to probe your mind. We both know this is going to cause major displacement. Let's don't kid each other. You're not going to turn coal miners into coders overnight. You're not going to turn fossil fuel workers into solar experts overnight.
No, you're not. This is just the beginning of a great segment. That is Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. And I like that accent because I like that. And Senator James Carville has the same accent. They're from Louisiana. And I like it. I have fun with it. And I don't mean to mock it, but I am. I'm having fun. I'm a Texan. I can mock Louisiana if I choose. But he's pushing a very serious issue. He's addressing in a committee hearing the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm. And the question was, how much is it going to cost to have this new Green Deal you guys want to have? She doesn't have any numbers. The numbers that have been thrown around, we are already being told not enough. Trump withdrew from the Paris Accord, the Paris Agreement. The Paris Climate Agreement basically is all the countries taking part in it will agree to reduce substantially greenhouse gas emissions in an effort to limit the global temperature. Because we're being told if we don't do it now, we're going to die in 3-4 years. Oh, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago when they said it, that we're going to die by now. You should already be dead, but it hasn't happened yet. Do we need to kind of watch what we do with our environment and protect our world for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Yes. But they're using this, the progressives, the radical left, are using this as a way to make us dependent upon other nations. I mean, they want to shut down our fossil fuels, already doing that under the Biden administration, shutting down Keystone XL pipeline. So that's not going to shut down, of course, you understand. That's not going to stop the flow of fuel coming out of Canada into the U.S. Now it either goes by rail or truck, and the possibility of an accident is greatly increased compared to being in a pipeline buried deep in the ground. So Senator Kennedy is trying to get an answer from Jennifer Granholm. Now, I'm going to sound sexist here. So be it. The woman dressed in a purple jacket and bright smile and beautiful blonde hair and very poised, elegant looking, very classy. I mean, this is not somebody that came in from hugging a tree and all draped with moss and so forth. I mean, she looks outstanding. But I don't know what's inside her head other than progressive thinking, and that's not a very good idea. It does not go well with the rest of her. I'll put it that way. And Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says, so you guys believe that everybody is on this same page, that they're all going to work together, right? I mean, in other words, well, listen to his question and the response.
What if we go spend these tens of trillions of dollars and President Xi Jinping, the people of China are wonderful people, by the way. President Xi lies like he breathes. We know that. The Communist Party, they're gangsters. What if they've probably built a coal-powered power plant while you and I have been talking. What have we achieved?
The administration has a strategy to make sure that all of the people who have signed on to this Paris Agreement meet the goals that they have articulated. And that means working with allies, and that means
I get it, but I'm asking a very practical question. My son, who I love dearly, has a strategy to have his dad buy him a 911 Targa Porsche. It's not going to happen. And I'm raising a very legitimate question, I think. If we spend these trillions of dollars and we go through all this displacement and we don't get cooperation from China and India, what is the pain worth the gain?
Excellent question. Oh, and his son just found out you ain't going to get the Porsche. I'm not paying for it. Now, her answer was standard muckety-muck, blah, 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 blah. We have the administration has a plan, and we're going to do the, and we're doing blah, 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 blah. No specific answer. He pressed her several ways on how much is this really going to cost. Trillions of, well, maybe not that much, he said, but and how much are we going to reduce the emission? We have a plan, and let me give you some actual fact for a moment. President Biden, April 22 of this year, made his pledge at that point. We're going to slash U.S. emissions of greenhouse gases at least in half by 2030, just in this nation. And he adds that it would be an ambitious target requiring retooling the world's largest economy in an effort to put the U.S. at the forefront of the international campaign to slow climate change. See, the idea is we do it, then all the others will fall in line and do it. Yes, China will be glad to follow us down that road. I'm sure of that. Or India. Or any of the rest of them. And the White House insists we can meet this goal and we can make it happen even if Congress rejects President Biden's call for trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars. So now we have a number on it. Biden has made reducing carbon dioxide from fossil fuels a core part. In other words, shut down the oil and gas industry. And, of course, one of the things, shut down that Keystone XL pipeline. Pipe's still on the ground, by the way. But all those workers actively working on the line, 1,000-plus, they're out of a job. Do you think they've gotten a job that paid anywhere near what they were getting? And what about all the ancillary workers that help along the way with gas, food, things of that nature, hotel space? You know, what about them? They're also hurting. And in spite of all of that, in spite of doing that in this plan at $2.25 trillion, that's the actual number the White House has put on it. Despite it, $2.25 trillion, it ain't enough. Progressives, clean energy advocates, so-called environmentalists all say, not enough. We need more than that. Biden releasing a $2.25 trillion jobs and infrastructure blueprint as all part of this, and again, has to do with climate change and moving green and everything else, and they're already saying it's not enough. And, of course, they throw in your face every time you say, well, maybe we don't want to do that. Maybe that's not good for us as a nation. They come back and throw in your face exactly what the Secretary of Energy, looking as fine and as nice as she is, Granholm, said.
I would say we have a strategy to get those countries on board. And if we don't pursue this strategy, what then? Then you have climate disasters that are upon us. California is now, could be on fire again this summer. And if we don't take action, then where are we with respect to the other disasters? So we have to approach our allies.
Okay. Let me ask you one last question.
And do our
own. I get it.
I mean, he can tell she's going right down that road. When they start saying the drought in California is all due to climate change, and the increase in hurricanes last year, that is all climate change. The fact that your car won't start tomorrow, that's climate change. Or maybe just lack of fuel because they've shut down fossil fuel production. Yet at the same exact time, while this administration is crippling the U.S. oil and gas industry, shutting down gas leases, shutting down projects that were already approved and moving forward, and telling the workers out of jobs, as Senator Kennedy was saying earlier, displacement. They're not getting a job. They still don't have a job. And while they were still doing this, we approve a gas line from Russia into Germany to make Germany more dependent upon Russia. Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, calls all of these leftists and progressives that are walking this rope and want you to follow them, he calls them out exactly as they should be called out.
There are a lot of members of the administration, I think, that don't see the climate as a discrete scientific problem. They see it as a religion. And they see it as a vehicle through which they can remake American society. And I think they're approaching the issue with more zeal than wisdom. What I worry about is that we're going to turn the American economy upside down. We're going to turn a lot of American lives upside down. We're going to make them a bunch of promises, just like we made them promises with globalization. Don't worry, your life will be better. And think about that when you're in the unemployment line. That's what we told a lot of Americans. That we're going to do this without a big picture in terms of where we're going to end up.
Yeah, because they don't have a big picture. I told you before, you take a yardstick and you drop one tiny tenth of a sesame seed at one end of that yardstick. That represents all of mankind. Everything before that is what we had before the man came. We don't have any idea what's going on, really. You can't miss the next one. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
My hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, Quentin, my director, put that song up, and I've always liked it. And it just reminded me of something about that song that I did not know. John Beale is of John Beale Roofing, very big into music. And he told me, you know, really that song, Kid Rock took it. It really was Werewolf of London. He said they took the music, just put different words with it. I didn't know that. So I'm going to work with Quentin. We're going to put the Werewolf of London at some point also up, and some others as well. Got some new bumper music we're working on. So now to those who are above the law and approach and reproach because they are, well, they're either Biden family members or they're staunch Democrats. Let's begin with, oh, I don't know, spin the wheel. Let's stop right here on this one. Bohai Harvest. What? Yeah, Bohai Harvest. That's a private equity firm linked to the Chinese regime. And the Washington Examiner notes that that firm was created by, here it comes, like a freight train down the track, created by Hunter Biden after a visit to China in 2013 with Daddy, who was then VP Biden. That firm was bankrolled by the government-linked Bank of China. $1.5 billion. My God, this kid was doing business all over the world, all kinds of things. Burisma, Ukraine, and the various China thing. And now this, Bohai Harvest, a private equity firm. He created it after going to China with Daddy. You think there wasn't some deal-making going on? And we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden knew nothing about any of this. And the last report, Hunter Biden holds a 10% stake in this thing. Which, by the way, here's the other part of the story. Let's drop the other shoe right now. This same group company is now being put on a do not trade with list, being sanctioned by the U.S. along with other technology companies. I doubt Hunter Biden's going to lose any money because he probably put nothing in it to begin with. And here's another Democrat that is above reproach. I'll ask you Friday out. Riddle me this. How many of you have seen on the state-controlled media, when occasionally you're somewhere and it's on that so I don't know too many bars that have put it up, but put CNN on or some of those others. Have you seen any story about Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island? Shame on me for suggesting he's Republican. I apologize on behalf of all the Republicans. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island. He got caught the other day about a question that about sailing in a group, a club he belongs to, an all-white beach club in Newport. And here's the way he put it out in a statement. He said, a representative of a local website recently caught me off guard asking about diversity at a beach club to which family members of mine belong. I was attending an unrelated event. I wasn't prepared for the question. At the time, I made the mistake of accepting her premise that it's white members only. He said, I then checked the assertion and was assured that the assertion was wrong. There is diversity. There are non-white club members, and they're working to bring in more. Well, there have been conflicting stories on that part, actually, that no, they had been at one time, maybe not at this very time, exclusive. White House did say he's a member of a sailing club that has, quote, this is such great phrasing. See, anyone else, it'd be called racist. But Senator Whitehouse says, I'm a member of a sailing club that has, quote, a lack of diversity. I apologize for that. He said, I'm going to work with the club to build a more inclusive membership. He said, I do own a boat. I belong to the sailing club at Newport. The club does not have exclusionary rules for membership. It does lack diversity. So failing to address the sailing club's lack of diversity is squarely on me and something for which I am sorry. Why is he sorry? Oh, because he got called out on it. You want to talk about Lily White, Rhode Island, Democrat, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, has a sailing boat, member of a sailing club that lacks diversity, and he's going to work on them straightening it up because he got caught. But that's the way they do on the other side, isn't it? They throw labels at you and accuse you of things, and all the time behind the scenes, they're doing the same or worse. That brings us sweet almost to a wrap. Tomorrow's scheduled up, but we have some things that we're going to be doing, so we'll be giving you a best of program for tomorrow. As always, I do appreciate you listening. Go to the Larry Connors USA podcast for any parts you missed. Let your friends and family know. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.